Joe Biden partners with Planned Parenthood on Inauguration Day. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 19, 2021. Anyone who donates to President-elect Joe Biden's field of flags, set up at the National Mall for his inauguration ceremony, will automatically be added to Planned Parenthood's email list. Joe Biden's Presidential Inaugural Committee, PIC, has planted thousands of U.S. flags in the National Mall to take the place of the nearly 200,000 Americans who cannot be present for the inauguration ceremony. The display, dubbed the Field of Flags, comprises some 191,500 American flags and 56 pillars of light, which represent the 50 states and U.S. territories. The Field of Flags represents the American people who are unable to travel to Washington, D.C., and reflect PIC's commitment to an inclusive and safe event that everyone can enjoy from their home, the group's website states. To include the American people in the inaugural ceremonies, PIC is welcoming Americans to become a symbolic sponsor of the Field of Flags in exchange for a donation to PIC's partners in service, it declares. Unless otherwise specified, all donations are split evenly among 96 partner charities, one of which is Planned Parenthood Federation of America. But the email addresses of everyone who makes a donation are shared with Planned Parenthood and automatically added to their mailing list. You'll receive emails from Planned Parenthood organizations. You may unsubscribe at any time, the PIC website states. Last June, Mr. Biden appeared in a Planned Parenthood advertisement, promising the abortion giant the full support of his presidency. In the ad, Biden promised to expand women's health care, a Planned Parenthood euphemism for abortion. It's a simple proposition: health care is a right not dependent on race, gender, income, or zip code, Biden declared. As president, I'm going to do everything in my power to expand access to quality, affordable health care for women, especially women of color. Biden failed to mention women of color are already the preferred targets of Planned Parenthood's attentions. In the United States, black babies are aborted at more than three times the rate of white babies, and abortion is the number one cause of death of black Americans. According to the most recent abortion data, 2018, provided by the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, black women have the highest abortion rate in the United States and white women have the lowest. Among white women in the U.S., there are 110 abortions for every 1,000 live births, whereas among blacks, there are 335 abortions for every 1,000 births. Blacks are therefore aborted at over three times the rate of whites, and more than half of all black deaths in the U.S. are the result of abortion. More than a third, 33.6%, of all deaths by abortion in the United States in 2018 happened to black babies, despite the fact that blacks represent just 12.3% of the population. In the Planned Parenthood ad, Biden promised to promote abortion both domestically and abroad. Together we're going to reverse the global gag order, the domestic gag order, restoring the Title X program, Biden continued, in reference to Ronald Reagan's Mexico City policy as well as the Hyde Amendment. We will protect women's constitutional right to choose, and I am proud to stand with you in this fight, Biden said. The Roman Catholic Church, to which Mr. Biden belongs, considers abortion to be murder and attaches its highest penalty, that of automatic excommunication, to anyone who procures a completed abortion. Follow at Williams Rome.